This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 13th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies expected in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa will see slightly cooler temperatures as the night progresses, perfect for those planning to spend some time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that tensions persist as a U.S.-Iran agreement nears. Drones have targeted Israel and shipping in the Strait of Hormuz earlier today. Also, Walla's latest update reveals Iran's efforts to seal its enriched uranium stockpile. This includes collapsing tunnels and laying mines, according to sources. Also this hour, Axios reports Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, threatening to unravel current negotiations. Separately, JNS states Toronto police are seeking a suspect tied to a terror attack on the U.S. consulate. An officer was killed during a search warrant operation. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum highlights the toll of daily anti-Semitic abuse on its staff and operations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Why? Net News reports that Iran's measures to seal its uranium stockpiles could complicate U.S. transfer plans, summarizing CNN's findings. Shlomi Ziv, an Israeli analyst, commented on governmental inaction regarding the issue. Ziad Asali, a doctor and commentator, mentioned that the U.S. and Iran have agreed on the wording of a deal to end their war, according to Pakistan's prime minister. Let's go deeper. Starting with the tensions involving the U.S. and Iran, Ynet reports that despite nearing an agreement, tensions remain high, drones have targeted northern Israel and shipping in Hormuz. The U.S. has reiterated its commitment to regional security. This situation remains volatile and could impact diplomatic relations. Turning to Iran's uranium stockpile, Walla highlights Iran's aggressive sealing of its nuclear materials. Sources reveal Tehran's increased security measures. This could hinder U.S. efforts to monitor Iran's nuclear activities, complicating international relations. Meanwhile, Iran's missile launch at Israel, as reported by Axios, marks a significant escalation. This move risks reigniting conflict and undermines peace talks. The international community is closely watching for Israel's response, which could further destabilize the region. In Toronto, JNS reports a manhunt is underway following an attack on the U.S. consulate. An officer's death has intensified the investigation. The event underscores ongoing security concerns in North America, with implications for international diplomatic safety. Finally, the Melbourne Holocaust Museum, according to the Australian Jewish News, faces challenges from increasing anti-Semitic incidents. This rise in hate is affecting staff, volunteers, and operations. It highlights the need for stronger community support and awareness against discrimination. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports the passing of BlazePod founder Yaniv Schneiderman. Known for his innovative contributions to the sports training industry, his loss is felt deeply in the community. Separately, Globes reports Chaim Katzman is seeking to sell his control of G-City. After 35 years, Katzman plans to step back from his role in the real estate sector. And finally, Ynet Business shares news of an Israeli hotel chain suing a Houston boutique over the King David brand. This legal dispute highlights the complexities of international trademark issues. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.